Watch, pro-Hamas foreign student uses Trump self-deportation app to leave U.S. by John Binder on March 14, 2025. A foreign student at Columbia University involved in pro-Hamas protests on campus used President Donald Trump's self-deportation app to leave the United States. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, revealed on Friday. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem announced that Ranjani Srinivasan, a foreign student from India, had her F-1 student visa revoked on March 5 due to her involvement with pro-Hamas protests on Columbia's campus. As a result of her visa being revoked, Srinivasan used Trump's self-deportation app to leave the U.S. on March 11. In video footage posted by Noem, Srinivasan can be seen flying out of New York City back to her native India. "It is a privilege to be granted a visa to live and study in the United States of America," Noem said in a statement. "When you advocate for violence and terrorism, that privilege should be revoked, and you should not be in this country. I am glad to see one of the Columbia University terrorist sympathizers use the CBP Home app to self-deport." Meanwhile, DHS announced the arrest of F-1 visa holder Lika Cordia, a Palestinian from the West Bank, for overstaying her visa, which was terminated on January 26, 2022, for failure to attend courses at Columbia. In April of last year, Cordia was arrested in New York City for her involvement in pro-Hamas protests at Columbia. Last week, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) arrested Mahmoud Khalil, a Palestinian activist who graduated from Columbia and led pro-Hamas protests there. He risks having his green card canceled and being deported. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.